The Dunconey Healthcare Center has been around in various forms since 1892, but according to County Board Chair Steve Rasmussen, their current facility would need up to $8 million in renovations to comply with new state and federal regulations. Instead, Rasmussen says after a year-long study, supervisors approved the extra spending on a 15-12 vote.
The financial feasibility says that we can run this operation without a tax levy of any kind and also pay for the bonds, the principal and interest that would take to build the building.
But Laverne Osmond of the Dunn County Farm Bureau says taxpayers have repeatedly bailed out the current facility, and putting $22 million into a new one doesn't make sense.
Historically, Dunn County has had to subsidize this substantially because they haven't been able to run it on a paying basis, the current program. And it's been subsidized, and even then they weren't keeping the building up.
Osmond says during the Farm Bureau's annual meeting, members voted to urge county leaders to hold a referendum vote on whether to build a new nursing home.
That's a legitimate question, but I think it ought to be answered by the people who are going to have to support it with their taxes.
But Rasmussen says he's never heard anything about a referendum. The county resolution states that construction of the new health care center cannot begin until the board is sure property taxes will not be affected. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.